Welcome to Excel Bytes, the podcast that delivers bite-sized Excel learning. Each episode focuses on a specific feature to help you get more from your spreadsheets. I'm Mike Thomas, and in this episode, I'm talking about Power Pivot and the data model. Oh, and at this point, if you're a Mac user, you might want to skip this episode. Why? Because Excel for Mac doesn't support the data model. On the other hand, if you want to learn something about Excel, even though it's not relevant to you right now, or maybe you're a Mac user running Excel for Windows in a Parallels VM, then keep listening. Before I talk about what the data model is, I'm going to add some context around why you might need to use it. Because of its grid-like structure, Excel is perfect for storing lists of data. You type your headings into a row, and you type your data in the rows below. Or, if the data already exists elsewhere, you can use Power Query to load it into an Excel worksheet. And once you've got the data stored in the worksheet, you can do things with that data. You can create pivot tables. You can create formulas for additional columns. You can sort the data. You can filter the data. All kinds of things. But when it comes to storing lists of data in an Excel worksheet, there are limitations. A single worksheet contains just over 1 million rows, and whilst a million rows may be more than enough for most users, some users may need to work with much larger datasets. And even if you don't need to work with datasets of that size, there's a good chance that if you have, say, 100,000 or 200,000 rows of data, Excel may crash, or at least run slowly to the point where it becomes frustrating. And this is where the data model comes in. The purpose of the data model is to store list-based data. So you could think of it as an alternative to storing list-based data in the worksheet cells. But using the data model to store your data brings with it a number of benefits. One of those benefits is capacity. The data model can store much, much more data than a worksheet can. But given that, as I say, most users don't work with 1 million plus row datasets, the fact that the data model can store huge amounts of data is probably only beneficial to a relatively small number of users. The main reason for storing your data in the data model is that it lets you work with multiple tables at the same time. Let me give you a typical scenario. Each month you're sent an Excel workbook, and this workbook contains multiple sheets, and each sheet contains a table of data. So you've got your sales data in one sheet, your product details in another sheet, your customer information in a third sheet, and maybe some regional data in a fourth. And you need to build some pivot tables to analyse which customers bought which products and when. In this example, the tables are in the same file, but they could be in separate files. In fact, some of the data might not even be in Excel format. It could be CSV format or text format or HTML format. With a regular pivot table, you're completely stuck. Regular pivot tables can only use a single table or a single range as the source. So before you build your pivot table, you'd have to use a bunch of XLOOKUPs or VLOOKUPs to merge all the data together into a single table. The data model gets you around this problem. In simple terms, you upload the data into the data model, and I'll talk about that shortly. And once your tables are sitting in the data model, you need to tell Excel how they connect to each other. And this is called creating relationships. Let's say your sales table has a product ID in it, identifying which product was sold for that sales transaction. And your products table also has a product ID column. You create a relationship between those two columns, and now Excel knows that when you're looking at sales data, it can automatically fetch the corresponding product information. So it's like lookup without actually doing a lookup. And to build the pivot table, you say insert pivot table from data model, rather than insert pivot table and then select a table or range as a source. You're then presented with a list of the tables that are stored in the data model, and you drag the headings into the column, row, filter and value boxes in the usual way to build the pivot table. And the headings don't all have to come from one table. So it's like, I'll take the revenue from the sales table and drag it to values. I'll take the region from the regions table and put it to rows. And I'll take the product name from the products table and drag it to columns. In terms of what the data model looks like and how you get data into it, every Excel file has its own data model. What I mean is, the data model is part of an XLSX or XLSM or XLSB file, as opposed to just being part of Excel itself. To view the data that's stored in the data model and to create the links between the tables that are stored in the data model, you use Power Pivot. Power Pivot is an add-in for Excel that is basically the data model manager. When I say add-in, you don't need to download it as you do with most add-ins. It's part of the Excel installation on Windows. Remember, Power Pivot and the data model isn't available in Excel for Mac. So if you're using Excel for Windows, you just need to enable the add-in. And you do that by using Data Manage Data Model on the ribbon. The first time you do this, you'll be asked to enable an add-in. It doesn't mention Power Pivot by name, but that is the add-in that you're enabling. Enabling Power Pivot also adds a Power Pivot tab onto the ribbon. And on that tab is a green Manage button. And clicking that button opens a window which I call the Power Pivot window. And inside that window, you'll see the data model for the current workbook. Now, Excel doesn't automatically add data to the data model. So unless you or someone else has added data to the data model, there'll be nothing displayed in the Power Pivot window. Which brings me on to how to get the data into the data model. There's a few ways to do this. One way is to create a pivot table. Place your cursor in a cell within the data to be used as the pivot table source and select Insert Pivot Table in the usual way. In Excel for Windows, there's an Add This Data to the Data Model checkbox. Tick the box and the data you're building the pivot table from is copied from the worksheet cells into the data model. Personally, I wouldn't do it that way as there are some knock-on effects. Another option is to use the Add to Data Model button, which you'll find on the Power Pivot tab of the ribbon. Place your cursor in a cell within the data, which at this point is in the worksheet, and select Power Pivot Add to Data Model. And although this works, it's also not the best way to do it. So, what is the best way to get the data into the data model? The answer is to use Power Query. When you select Data Get Data, you select your source, but instead of clicking Load, click the arrow next to Load and select Load To. And in the dialog box that appears, there's an Add to Data Model checkbox. Tick that box, but also change the setting in the top half of that dialog from Table to Only Create a Connection. Ticking the Add to Data Model box is obvious. It takes the data that you're loading in and uploads it to the data model. Selecting Create Connection tells Excel not to load the data into the worksheet as well. You might think it's one or the other, data model or worksheet, but no, data imported into an Excel file using Power Query can exist in two places, the worksheet and the data model. Obviously, that doubles the size of the file, which you probably don't want to do. Hence, selecting Only Create Connection. Regardless of how you load the data into the data model, as I said earlier, you need to set up relationships between the tables. And that's also done from within the Power Pivot window via the Diagram View button. Before I finish, I'll leave you with a question that I received from a client who was switching from Excel on Windows to Excel on the Mac. His employer decided that the entire finance team were migrating to Mac, and having explained the data model wasn't available in Excel for Mac, he asked what would happen if he opened a file in Excel for Mac that had data in the data model. "Nothing," was my reply. "The pivot tables will all be there until you hit refresh. At that point, you'll get an error message saying the source for the pivot tables is the data model and it's not supported." So that's it, the data model. My advice for getting started would be take a small project. Maybe you've got two tables that you currently VLOOKUP or XLOOKUP together. Try loading them into the data model instead. Create the relationship between them and make a pivot table that uses both tables and see how it feels. Once you're comfortable with that, you can add more complexity, more tables and more relationships. Thank you for listening, and if you've got any questions or comments, please submit them via the contact form on the theexceltrainer.co.uk website. Or if you're listening to this via the website, you can post them into the comments section at the bottom of this page.